You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I guess for Courtney, who wrote to us, it's not so much that she's sure she has a problem. She's wondering if this is a problem.
Oh, I feel like it could turn into a bigger issue or something.
Well, we have absolutely rejoiced in the fact that our listeners have started requesting Five Calls Says It All. If you think about it, it is a powerful feature.
Mm-hmm.
And what does it cost Courtney to do this?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's life-changing, really.
Here's her note. This came in on our Facebook page. Dom and Jeremy, never thought I'd be someone who wrote to your show, but I think this is a solid case of needing Five Calls Says It All. I met a guy online. We share so many things in common, and he's great looking and very nice.
So far, so good. What more can you ask for?
She writes, when we finally met for the first time for coffee to see if there was any chemistry, things were going well for the first few minutes. Then, out of nowhere,
what?
An older couple stops by, and he introduces them to me as his parents. I was taken by surprise, probably seemed awkward. I just didn't know I'd be meeting his parents on our first date. When they left, I said, what a coincidence it was that they were at the same coffee shop. And he said, no, I told them I was meeting you here. She writes, I have friends who say this is totally sweet. Others who say it's already a huge red flag that he had his parents stop by. What do my boys in the morning say? Is it cool that he did this or a red flag? That's from Courtney.
She's funny.
Why is she funny?
So goofy to me.
You think it's a huge red flag?
Not at all. They're just people. They're just people.
Oh,
He's introducing you to his people.
You're putting yourself in his shoes.
Who cares?
Because you would do. You would introduce your mom on a first date.
Oh no, he's close with his parents. Run away, quick! He has family.
Did you introduce Nicole to your mom on the first date, or did you wait till the second?
I don't remember. The thing is we were friends beforehand, so my mom already knew Nick Nack. But this is not that crazy. Why is she freaking out so much? This is silly to me.
Well, first of all, you may be overreacting to her reaction because I don't think she's freaking out. She
wrote a radio station.
But she brought it up because people have been telling her two different things and she's curious. She hasn't made a judgment yet. She's sitting there pondering it.
Hmm.
I think if she had flipped out and run from the coffee shop screaming.
That could be a flip out.
That would be freaking out a little bit.
I mean, she started this with, he's a great guy. They have a lot in common. And oh my God, he has parents.
I think for a guy on a first date to call mommy and daddy and say, I'm going to be here with this woman. I want you to come by and
pop
check
by
her
and
out.
Say hi.
So I can introduce her to my mom and my dad.
It's nice to have a second opinion with people that you're close with. It's not like he's like, hey, here's my parole officer that just happened to stop by. Or, oh, this is my therapist. Bobby, my drug dealer. This is my girlfriend. I mean, this is so tame.
If, first of all, you don't have anybody stop by, whether it's your mommy or daddy or your parole officer or your therapist or your bookie.
Or your drug dealer.
Or your drug dealer or Nancy Pelosi. Anybody. you don't have anybody stop by on your first date when you're getting to know somebody. You don't do that to them. And especially don't spring it on them. Now, if you wanted to set it up and say, hey, my parents live just a few blocks away, is it okay if they stop by and say hi? Because mm-hmm. I've told them a lot about you. But to spring it on her and say, here are my parents. Now, don't be awkward.
Yeah, I see what you're saying with that. Now, don't be awkward. that's funny.
I don't know if this is a red flag.
Probably not.
I would stop short of red flag. But I sure would be paying attention on what happens next. Like, is this a pattern that his parents are going to have to be a part of everything?
Everything. There is that.
Or was this just a one time?
They're close by. I'd love for him to meet you. You're a catch. You're wonderful.
I'll tell you what, it'll be another story too. If they were meeting for coffee, say down in the tech center,
yeah.
And she finds out later that his parents lived in like Superior.
Oh, and they made the drive down.
Right.
But wouldn't that make you feel good that you're going out with somebody that supposedly really likes you, it sounds like? And wouldn't you feel kind of honored that right away that the parents...
Or it could be that he has such a horrible track record that he's having to finally show off to his parents that he can get a girl
finally did it, Mom.
Go out with him.
Now, when are you going to have a baby?
I mean, if this is the kind of thing where he's used to going out with people.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, let's light him up.
You know how football coaches sometimes tell their players when you get in the end zone, don't do the big celebration dance. Mm-hmm. The coach's attitude is act like you've been there before, you know, in the end zone. That's what this guy needs to do when it comes to dating girls. He needs to act like he's done it before.
Be a big boy.
Not like, Mom, Dad, look what I finally managed.
Oh, poor guy. I feel bad for him now.
What's your
you're piling on.
What's your prediction of the five calls?
Oh gosh. I would say 4 out of 5 are gonna say it's just fine. It's just his parents. Who cares? Greet him, go on with your day, and enjoy your coffee.
I think 3 out of 5 are gonna say it's a red flag.
All right.
Kate, you're the first one in. What do you think?
That guy is whacked.
He's whacked just because he's close with his parents?
He is whacked. That's a red flag for sure.
How come?
Really?
How come?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not going to marry this guy's family, this guy's parents.
Well, you kind of are.
I do have a good family, but first date, he needs to grow some and be a little more confident in himself, make his own decisions.
Isn't it kind of nice to get that out of the way, though? It's like, it's a big, like, I'm going to meet the parents, I'm going to meet the parents, and then boom, it's done, you go on.
It's one thing to get it out of the way. It's another thing.
I give him another chance, but I'm just saying it is definitely a red flag.
Oh, so you would go out with him again, though?
Yeah, I'd give him another chance if she thinks everything else was great. But
all right,
I would definitely retreat.
What are you trying to hide, Kate?
I'm not trying to hide anything, but I don't know what this guy is, what's going on with him.
I'm so glad you called, and I hope you have a great day.
Bye, Kate.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Yeah, now remember, a red flag doesn't necessarily mean you can't go out again. It just means be alert.
It's a concern.
See if there is a pattern.
It's the warning light that comes out on your dash, you know.
Exactly.
But you just keep driving still.
It could just be your gas tank, because your gas cap is not, right? Sophia, good morning.
Hello.
Is this sweet or a red flag?
I think it's kind of sweet, but I think it's also kind of weird, you know? Like, I think he's obviously a mama's boy, and I don't know, obviously, if she likes a guy who... I don't know. This guy seems like he's like probably like 25, and his mom still doesn't want me for him, you know?
No. Well, it is quite convenient when mom does that for you.
We have a name for that on our show.
Yeah. That just takes stuff off of his plate so he can focus on her some more. He doesn't have to worry about his laundry. He can focus on the girlfriend.
Spin.
See?
Nice spin.
I mean, I guess so, but like, this is going to sound really morbid, but what if like his parents die like soon, you know?
Whoa!
Well, that escalated from mom washing his underpants to being 6 feet under.
Sophia, have a great day, okay?
Bye, Sophia. That got weird.
This is why I love doing this show.
That got weird.
The calls are the greatest.
You know, his mom will die. What?
He'll be all broken up, and then...
Then does he invite her to the funeral?
Hello, Tim. What if he invited her to the funeral as their first date?
Oh, God.
Has anyone in our listening audience ever been on a first date to a funeral?
That's a great one.
Tim, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
We're kind of 1-to-1. We've got a red flag and sweet. So what do you think?
Well, I'm an adult man who's very close with my parents, and I have to say it's actually a bit of a red flag.
Is it?
Too much, huh?
It's just a little too much. I'm close with my parents. I really value that relationship. And, you know, I don't necessarily want to introduce them to every single girl I was going out with back when I was still dating women. You know, I'm married now and we're close and it's great. But it just seems like it's too much.
It's one thing to be close to your family. It's another thing to be a...
Exactly right.
Tim, have a great day, buddy.
Okay? Bye, Timmy.
Thanks for being on the show. 2-to-1. Off we go to Antoinette. Good morning, Antoinette. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Sweet or a red flag?
Red flag, kind of, I think you quantified it perfectly. It's like the warning light on the car. When that comes on, you don't pull over and chuck the car. But it's more of the timing than the act itself. His boundaries might be off. Like, does he need their approval that badly that he can't wait? Or would their disapproval then dissolve the relationship? So she's got to think about that, too. There's something in it that the timing is very off.
Yeah.
So
I like the disapproval
aspect.
Maybe
not see him again. You know, I would maybe try one more time to see if other red flags pop up.
Right.
But I'd have my eye on it because the timing implies there's something out of whack with his boundaries with his parents.
All right.
Whether they're overprotective or he's dying
or he's needy.
Approval or whatever.
Let's throw in another metaphor. This is kind of like when you see that little spot on your skin and you go to see the dermatologist and he says, let's keep an eye on this.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. His parents are moles. His parents are funny looking moles.
Antoinette, have a great day, okay?
See you later.
Thank you. You too.
That was a great call. It's now 3-1, so Dave gets the last word. Dave, welcome to the show.
Boys, seriously. I'm telling you, I'm going to go with red flag here just because, I too am very close with my parents. My dad was my best man at my wedding. I talk to him on a daily basis, but my first date is usually intended to be with that person and that person only. Second, third, et cetera. Those are going to be the dates that I introduce other people in my life to this person that I might be interested in.
That's probably pretty wise, Dave.
Yeah.
The first date's kind of off limits.
You know, Antoinette said it best, I think, Dave. She said it wasn't the act, it was the timing. So
yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm all for introducing, right? But that first date, I'm not going to have my parents being a witness at the two tables over going, well, does she have buck teeth?
Have you kissed yet? Does she have buck teeth?
Have
Dave.
They talked about the wedding date?
Maybe he's into that, Dave.
I do want to take this opportunity, though, as we wrap up. By the way, it was 4-1 red flag. And Dave, I will wrap up. I'm going to retell a story that a lot of our listeners maybe never heard. Something similar that happened to me, but unintentionally. My dad, his entire life, was a jokester and a prankster, practical joker galore. And I finally got a girl at Cooper High School that I'd had the hots for over a year to finally go out with me. And I said something around the house like, I can't believe she's finally going out with me. And my dad's like, well, where are you going to take her? So like an idiot, I told him where we were going. I was taking her to dinner. And my dad said, all right, well, you have fun. And he and my mom left to go run errands or whatever. When I got to the restaurant and the hostess took and sat us at a table, at the table right next to us were my mom and my dad. My dad had gone there. He had tipped the people at the front and said, this young guy's going to come in, seat him right here next to us. And so for the date that I always wanted.
That's a pretty good prank.
My dad was sitting there laughing his butt off.
Now, I got to say, I kind of love that about your dad.
Oh, my God.
Funny.
You know, here's the thing. They were done in 5 minutes and they left, but he just
give
did,
you a look.
He did it for 5 minutes just to really, you know, get over on me.
That's pretty good.
And that's what I loved about my dad. Dave, have a great day.
Absolutely. You too, guys.
Thanks.
See you, man.
This wasn't even close.
I know.
4-1.
Yeah. You shouldn't do that.
But let's point out that the panel that called in is saying you can keep going out with them.
Still give them 2-3 chances and see what happens there.
Treat them like the mole.
That's right. Treat them like the mole. That weirdly shaped mole.
This is so much fun. Thanks to everybody who writes in with their problems. You can find us on Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy. Or go to mix100.com and you can send us an email that way when you click on the Dom and Jeremy tab at the top of the page.